views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a power pack show for you. Very much up my alley if you've been listening to my show for the last few years. And everyone knows that I'm very much about the energy behind the root cause of illness that happens physically. That is really our true essence. And my guest today has an incredible story, and she's going to share how she has done this, which I was very much resonating with. Her name is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. And we are going to, you know, call her Kat through the show. But Kathleen, and I do want to really emphasize that if you're looking for online, you want to use the name Kathleen so you can find her. But she has survived breast cancer three times. Now, she has done this very differently from what you would expect. And that's what she's going to be sharing. She has done that through dreams. She's used her intuition. And are you kidding me? I was excited about bringing this onto the show. I'm very much about that. That's what I use with my clients. I mean, it is just incredible stuff. And a lot of what her dreams were telling her that wasn't necessarily picked up, you know, in the medical. Now, that doesn't mean medicine is not there for us, but this is another aspect of healing that I think is a very important part of healing. We want to heal the whole person, and you have several bodies, not just the one physical body. So with that, let me tell you a little bit about Kat. She is an international best-selling author of this book called Surviving Cancerland: Intuitive Aspects of Healing. That's the name of her book. And like I said, she's survived three breast cancers diagnosed by her dreams. Now, I'm going to let her share a little bit about that. And she really believes, I mean, who wouldn't? If you've experienced this, who wouldn't believe that your dreams can diagnose your life? I know they can. You can get so many messages and information intuitively through your dreams. That's an amazing, amazing thing she's sharing here. She's an intuitive dream life coach, and she is a very busy speaker, author in the industry. I mean, she is about surviving to thriving in health. And she is in magazines everywhere. She's got a web radio show, Your Life and Purpose, that she is, that she does out there. And we'll ask her about that too. But this is going to be a power pack show. This is about your innate intuition, prophetic dreams, learning to listen to them, and they may save your life. So with that, I want to welcome Kathleen to the show. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show today, Jen. I've been really looking forward to this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, now if, you know, I as an energy healer and with what I've done with my clients, I definitely so much connected with what you are talking about here. The dreams, I have clients that dream a lot. We go into that. We also have, and I work a lot with people that are working through cancer and have survived it. It's pretty incredible. We call it miracles, but really this is available to everyone. So I would love for you to share. Now yours was coming through the dreams. Now, how did you, get, now you went through it three times. So obviously everyone's intrigued with three times. What the heck here? And you, it wasn't picked. It wasn't picked up, right? With the tests, regular tests. Okay.
No,
so what? So can you share a little bit about how this got started, so we have a good basis?
Certainly, thanks, Jen. Actually, it was kind of a Back to the Future experience because the ancient Egyptians and the ancient Greeks used to do what they called dream incubation in their places of worship back in the ancient times. And they would encourage people who were having recurring dreams to come and actually dream in their place of faith to get the angels to come and give them the information they needed to work through a solution. Well, in my case, I had gone in for my monthly or my yearly mammogram, blood test, physical exam, you know, the thing that we all do because we've been told that that's what's going to keep us healthy. If there's something going on, catch it early, get rid of it, get it fixed. And my doctors told me I was healthy and to go home. And that was when I first had the first prophetic precognitive dream. And my guides actually stepped into my dream through a pop-up window in my dream. And when that happened, when this pop-up occurred, like a pop-up on your computer, and just as difficult to get rid of, time stood still in the dream I was in. And that told me something was odd right there. It's like everything froze. And my spirit guide, I was surprised when he walked through because he was dressed like a Franciscan monk in a monk's robe, the brown robe with the hood and the rope belt and the little leather sandals. I mean, I could see all the details. And he said, come with me. We have something to tell you. And I thought, well, that's strange. But I went and the door, the window had turned into a door. And I stepped into what I call the room between realms. Because it's not of this world, and it's not the world of the dead. But, Jen, what's so exciting about it is it's where people from the other side can come to give us that information that the ancient Greeks and Egyptians were talking about. And my spirit guide turned to me and said, give me your hand. And I did, and he took my hand, and he put it on my breast. And he said, do you feel that? And I could feel this little tiny, like, little pea lump. And I said, yeah. And he said, that's breast cancer. You go back to your doctor tomorrow and you tell him you need a second set of tests.
Oh,
so when I woke up in the, I know, isn't that, I mean, I believe you, when I woke up, I thought, oh, I just hated that dream because, you know, it's normal, Jen, to want to say, yes, I'm healthy. My doctor's used all these tests, used the blood test, used the mammogram. He said, I'm healthy. This is just an ugly dream. I'm going to forget it. But that's the thing about prophetic dreams. They don't go away.
No, and they don't change either. It keeps repeating that same message. That's a very important piece that you're just talking about that I want to emphasize to the listeners. It's consistent and it repeats and doesn't go away. Absolutely.
Because you didn't get it. If it goes away, it means you got it. So
exactly.
I said to my husband, yeah, when it goes away, it's because you got it.
Well,
and
dreams,
when it's a nightmare like that, it's a call to action.
Exactly, because dreams only tell you what you need to know in your physical, in your conscious. And if you've got it, that it's going to change or be something else. It's going to tell you. So absolutely, absolutely. It's a great thing that you're bringing up to that. So a nightmare, I think, is very important. You know, it's frightening to people, but it's so important to actually pay attention to those. They're really wanting your attention.
They're a call to action.
Absolutely.
It's something you're not going to forget.
Absolutely.
And then if it keeps repeating, it's because you didn't get it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's what I was having.
Oh. Did it happen?
So,
now, we're getting ready to go to a break, but did that happen quickly? Mm-hmm. Did that happen all three times?
Yes, it did. And it got progressively scarier and bigger and was like screaming in my ear, "You're not getting it." But we'll talk about that when we come back.
Oh my goodness. Now, also, you have an incredible dynamic energy that I can feel right now. It is very lit up. It's very good. You know, your energy field is like, you're not going to knock me down. It must be that O'Keefe in there.
That fighting Irish. Yes, I got my little boot strap. I did.
I love it.
And you'll hear about that when I come back with a feather. I duked him out with a feather.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Everyone, if you're just tuning in, we have a really great show today. This is very inspirational. If you're suffering or going through an illness, this lady's story, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, there you go. Said it? Canavas. It's sharing her story about how she survived breast cancer 3 times and is thriving. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
We've already said
this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
We've already said goodbye.
And we are back. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is the author, best-selling author of a book called Surviving Cancerland, where she has survived it three times with prophetic dreams. And she's sharing that with us. Her name is Kathleen O'Keefe Kavanaugh. And we are in this. This is an amazing story. Now, before we came back from break, you were sharing that this was a little while ago. I mean, you've been free of the cancer, what, 15, 17 years, right?
17 years and 7 years.
Yep. See, that's phenomenal. And can you share a little bit? You said that you got the dreams each time, mm-hmm. all three times. Now, mm-hmm. what happened after, okay, you got the information, you have it. So what happens mm-hmm. now? I mean, what can people take from this if they're working down a path of trying to heal with something? What can you share with them now? Because you brought up shamanism at the break mm-hmm. as well. So I wanted you to share a little bit about that, because that's powerful, powerful healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, Dr. Jim, one of the things that happened was because I did return to my doctor. And mm-hmm. I did request a different set of tests. And he said, Kat, you are too young for cancer. It doesn't run in your family. Let's do another mammogram and blood test, and sent me home. Long story short, he did three blood tests, three mammograms, three physicals, and kept saying, you're healthy. And finally, when my spirit guides, dressed as a monk, stepped mm-hmm. through that portal into my dream, as soon as I saw him, I started crying. And I said, I know why you're here. My doctor is not listening to me. Mm-hmm. I can't make him do these other tests. If I do a breast cancer, like you said, then give me something that can help me win this battle, yeah. because he's dismissed me. Mm-hmm. And my spirit guide reached into his pocket and took out this little ratty white feather and handed it to me and said, if you return to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment and you verbally fence with him using this feather, you're going to get the test you need, which is exploratory surgery. Go. And so oh, wow. I woke up and I returned to my doctor. I had my poor husband dragged along behind me. And when my doctor saw me, he said, why are you back? And I said, I know something is wrong. You need to listen to me. And he said, well, what do you think is wrong? And I said, I know I have breast cancer, and I want you to do exploratory surgery. And we know from Joan Rivers now that, you know, there is a problem with anesthesia. And he mm-hmm. said to me, no, I can't do that. It's against hospital policy and my policy. You have to think about the repercussions from anesthesia infection. And I thought, I'm losing again. I'm losing the argument. And I remembered the feather. Mm-hmm. And I reached into my pocket in my mind, and I pulled out that imaginary feather. And in my mind, I pointed it at him, and I said, I don't know where else to go, but I'm going to have to go somewhere if you don't help me. Help me. And I swear, Dr. Jen, it was like somebody had walked into the room like a vampire and just glamoured him. And he goes, okay. And he walked out, and he made me an appointment. And long story short, so that we could get into some of the other stuff, uh-huh. I was in stage two with it in my lymph nodes. And then 5 years later, almost to the day, when I had the doctors, the best chiefs of everything, watching me at the Dana-Farber, I had the mammogram again, and I kept saying to them, why are you giving me a mammogram when the first one never worked? And they said, because mammograms are only as good as the people who take them and the people who read them, and we're the best. And they ended up missing stage four terminal.
Stage four?
And that was stage four. I had a 9x11 centimeter area that was cancerous.
Oh,
and it was
goodness.
Terminal. And I'm still here talking to you now. And I remember when my guide stepped into my dream after I found that I had terminal cancer, and I saw them, Dr. Jen, I lost it on them. I did. That Irish came out. I thought I was going to beat to death with my feather. And I said, why me? Why twice? What did I do to deserve this? And they said something very, very important that I want all your listeners to listen to. They said, Kat, don't you remember? And I said, remember what? They said you wanted to come down onto the earth plane during a time when higher power is being buried. It's taken out of the schools. It's taken out of lives. And science is being worshipped as the only answer. Science is a gift from the higher power. You don't worship science, you worship the higher power. And you said you were going to come down and show that science goes so far, and then comes our higher power. We told you we would be with you every step of the way, and we have. And it hit me. This was my life purpose.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's almost as though I've you know, that's an interesting story, because for those tests, I mean, usually there is that era in there, but for it to completely not see something that massive, that's blowing me away. That's really blowing me away. So obviously there is a higher power, you know, for you to be doing your life purpose, and you're doing it now. Obviously you are really connecting people back inside. So now you took this, and I can hear that fire. I can hear that fighting Irish in her going with this, but you know what? That's what kept that determination going for you. So your mindset was, I can imagine you went through, what do I trust now? But it was helping you trust those guides that were coming to you, and really trust them, because they were there for you when everything else seemed to be not taking you seriously.
Absolutely, Dr. Jen. You know, we are all born with guardian angels and spirit guides. We're their job, and they take that job very seriously. And every single person down here on the earth plane, every single one of your audience listening right now, you have a purpose. Even if your parents told you, you happened in the back seat of that Ford, no, it wasn't an accident. You're here on purpose. And you have a job to fulfill, no matter what it is, whether you're giving birth to the next president of the United States or the next doctor who's going to come up with the cure for cancer, you have a purpose here. And when we connect with our spirit guides through our dreams, they keep us on the right path, because there are so many paths in this life. And I always say, when you come to that fork in the road, pick it up and use it. Don't take no for an answer. Don't be dismissed. And be that squeaky wheel till somebody listens.
You know, and I have to validate what she's saying, guys, because I've experienced that before. I have experienced that in my own health with a heart problem, believe it or not, back when I was in my 30s. Yeah. And they weren't taking me seriously. And I knew something was wrong. And they kept saying, well, you know, I was getting the, you know, hypochondriac thing, or it's just emotions. It's just, you know, PMS or whatever. I'm like, no, it's not. There's something happening in here. No kidding. There really was a problem. And it was electrical, which I thought was kind of ironic with all the energy that I have going on. So, but I'm sharing and validating what she's saying. There really was something. And it's interesting that you talked about the doors in the dream, because that's when I see something major. I'll see doors, and they have different colors, and they'll also have symbols on them. But now that's what I see. But there's different kinds of dreams. There's different types. There's lucid, nightmares, and prophetic. Can you share a little bit about what some of the differences are in the dreams? Now, we're talking about a prophetic dream, and how is that different from, you know, other dreams?
We are. We're talking about a prophetic dream, and I just at the IASD, which is the International Association for the Study of Dreams, I was teaching a beginner's class on dreams. I taught up at Berkeley, and then I just did another class down in L.A. And I talk about the basic seven dreams for people who are just getting into dreams, so we don't scramble their brains, because there are so many. And you've got the daydreams, which I really love, because if you are listening in and you're going, yeah, but this doesn't work for me because I'm not a dreamer, I can't remember my dreams, you remember daydreams. And daydreams can often open up the door to a night dream while you're awake to give you that information that your guides need for you to know in order to stay on the right path. And then we have our lucid dreams. And for those people who are avid dreamers or not, even if you, when you fall asleep and you finally go, oh, thank goodness, I finally fell asleep, I'm dreaming, that became a lucid dream.
When I love that dreaming, I love that type.
I do too.
Yeah.
And they usually, when you're a lucid dream, what's so amazing about a lucid dream, it's one of my favorite, Dr. Jen, is you can, it's therapy. You can go back into your past in that lucid dream, look at what it's affecting your present, and change your future. And if we have time, I'll tell you an incredible dream that I had with a client that changed her whole life.
Absolutely. Can you save that for right after the break? Because that's a good one to share. And she's right. Mm-hmm. Lucid dreaming is incredible. I mean, they're my favorite because you can do, I call it the redo dream. Go redo it and change the ending. Stay with us.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. It's the redos. But stay with us, everyone. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. I'm sorry about that. Canavas. I know. We are talking about incredible, incredible activating and accessing your inner guide, your own physician. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Today, we remember that man who's great, beginning in 1948. It's the 67th annual Westerly Pawcatuck Columbus Day Parade. With 10 divisions, it's the largest two-state parade in the area. Come and celebrate this year's Grand Marshal, Ken Burton, as he is honored in this year's parade. Ken began the American Flag Fund Committee in 2009 and is the man responsible for over 200 flags that fly throughout town. There will be schools, fire departments, town officials, entertainment, and people you know, both in and out of the parade. This year's parade gets underway at the top of Granite Street, Route 1 near the high school, October 12th at 1 p.m. Remember, Columbus Parade Week kicks off with a pasta dinner Monday, October 6th, 5 to 7 at the Calabrese Club on the corner of Pleasant Street and West Street in Westerly for a donation of $10. It's the 67th annual Westerly Pawcatuck Columbus Day Parade, rain date Monday, October 13th.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
When you donate your clothing, shoes, fabric, and small household items to Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Ocean State, it's an investment in a child's future. Their one-to-one mentoring programs help kids achieve greater educational success and avoid risky behaviors. Big Brothers Big Sisters offers free at-home pickup of your clothing donations and has 7 convenient drop-off centers all across the state open 7 days a week. Schedule your free at-home pickup or volunteer your time. Call 401-921-2434 or visit bbbsos.org.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Ah, oh, crackling rosy, get on board.
And we are back. Wow, this is a flying quickly by the moment. I feel like we are never going to have enough time for this show. We are really sharing a great story today. My guest today is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. There we go. Yay, I did it on the first try. And I know. I have to laugh at that because I'm human, right? Yeah. It's live radio. And we're talking about, you know, her book that she's got out there that's really hitting the media out there like crazy. And I mean, it's drawing some attention. It's called Surviving Cancer Land. And before we went to break, you were going to share a story about a client.
I am.
Yeah.
Because we already talked about the nightmares and the recurring and prophetic. And remember your epic dream, because this is part of this lucid dream too. Your epic dream is that dream that you have when you first fall asleep. And you usually have the same one when you wake up, or if you wake up during the night to go to the bathroom, it's, you slide back into that dream. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about lucid dreams now, and why of all the dreams besides prophetic, which are validated by, in my case, tests or life, lucid dreams are so important. And that's because with a lucid dream, you know you're dreaming, and you can go back and you can go forward on the time continuum. Because remember, dreams don't know time. There's no past, there's no present, there's only now. So a client called me up on the phone and said, Kat, you know what, I'm never going to sleep again. That's it, I'm done. She said, I know my health is suffering. I've lost my job. She was actually a radio host as well. And she said, and my marriage is on the rocks, but the thing that's bothering me the most is this dream, this recurring dream I keep having. I've been having it for almost 10 years, and I've had it. I know it's dragging me down physically. And I said, well, tell me the dream. And she said, well, I am in the dream. I know I'm dreaming because I'm sitting on the couch in my living room. So listen for the play on words here. For the listeners, listen to the words.
Okay.
In her living room, watching reality TV with her husband, whom she always refers to as her better half. Mm-hmm. And so, and she knows what's going to happen now because she's in the same place over and over again. It's dark. And there's a knock on the door. And she yells, no, no, don't answer the door. But her husband gets up, walks across the room, and when he opens the door, her dead father steps into the room and says, Linda, I love you. And she screams, and it wakes her up, and she can't go back to sleep. And she's crying, she's angry. And I said, Linda, why are you screaming? Is it because you're seeing your dead father? Because it's your father that he says he loves you? What is it? And she said, well, I'm screaming because I'm so angry. And they said, why are you angry? She says, I can't stand him. I didn't like him when he was alive. I can't stand him now that he's dead. He never came and visited me when he was alive. Why is he bothering me now that he's dead? It's been 10 years since he's been dead. And I said, Linda, let's look at this. You're in your living room. You're alive. He's knocking on the door. He's asking permission to come in. Your better half has gone and opened the door. Mm-hmm. I said, when he steps in, he's telling you something that is true. He does love you. And she said, why would he tell me that now when he never told me when he was alive? And I said, because when you're dead, you have time over there to reflect on what you did to your family while you were alive that's affecting their present and their future. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to know now, better late than never. And she said, well, how do I make this stop? And I said, well, one of the things you can do is the next time there's a knock on the door, you answer it. And when your dad says he loves you, I want you to tell him you love him back. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, why not? She said, because I don't. I said, somewhere in there, Linda, there's daddy's little girl. And she does love him, or you wouldn't be this upset. You wouldn't care. And so she said, okay, I'll do it just to make the dream stop. So she called me a week later, and she said, sure enough, the next night, there was a knock on the door, and when my husband stood up in the dream, I said, no, I'll get it. She said, I made myself get up, and that door kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Wow.
But I opened the door, and there was my dad in front of me. And he looked at me, and he said, Linda, I love you. And she said, Kat, I don't know what happened, but I threw my arms around his neck, and I screamed, Daddy, I love you too. The dream shifted. I didn't wake up, and I have not had the dream now for a week. She said, and I feel so good. She said, I actually went for a job interview. I think I'm going to get it. And my husband and I are talking reconciliation. She went back into her past, Dr. Jen, mm-hmm. and she fixed what wasn't working. It affected her present, and it is now healing her future, all through a lucid dream.
See, yeah, and I can attest to the lucid dreams. I actually love them. I love going in there and rewriting the endings. And that's, you know, we were talking like the redos. I love that. I love changing it up. And they're powerful. They're powerful, powerful dreams. I know that I'm dreaming when I'm in the dream. And, you know, and then I'll say, well, we're going to do, I kind of split off and I say, we're going to do it different this time. And I just sort of take this charge. And I always say, well, I'm going to put my ego over there and, you know, we're going to do it different. We're going to do it this way this time. And sometimes it's over there throwing a temper tantrum. No, we got to, I'm like, no, we're not doing that again. We've already done that. Let's try something else. And, you know, I'm actually, you know, having this argument between like a higher self and my ego side. And I'm looking at my ego saying, now, come on, really? Is that working for you? Let's do something else. You know, and so we do that. And then I can wake myself up. Have you ever done that? Like just wake yourself up? Yeah. You know, you want to wake up. It's time to wake up. Now, let's talk a little bit about your book that's out there and how I want to share with that, you know, your book, how they can find the book, you know, the Surviving Cancer Land. That's your newest book that's out. That's the one that's been out for a few months, right?
Right. It's been out about 4 months, and it's the first of three books that I'm going to be doing because I'm going to be doing a book on the recurrence because there aren't that many recurrent survivors out there, especially not stage four with lobular cancer. That was the one Senator Edwards' wife had, and she was only in stage two. She had the same time I did, so I was frantic. And so I want to show people, yes, we can survive this and your guides will help you. You have this to make you stronger, not to destroy you. So yes, you can go to my website, which is www.survivingcancerland.com and, or my second website, which is accessyourinnerguide.com, or you can just Google my name, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, and it'll show you my website. You can click on it. And or go to Amazon.com. It's there. Or my publisher, which is Cypress House Publishing.
Okay. And it's Surviving Cancer Land. And her last name is spelled K-A-N-A-V-O-S. For everybody that might be out there Googling, Kathleen O'Keefe, K-A-N-A-V-O-S, survivingcancerland.com. And the other one was, what was the other one?
Accessyourinnerguide.com.
Okay. So,
and the reason I've got two websites, Dr. Jan, which is really amazing, is you would be amazed at how many people who are either going through cancer or have somebody in cancer don't necessarily want to go to a cancer site. It scares them too badly. And I understand that. We frighten easily when we're in treatment. So I built another website for them, Access Your Inner Guide. You can go there and feel very comfortable roaming around inside that website. I just want to make you comfortable and happy and successful.
Right. No, I appreciate that. And that's really thinking and using your intuition because words have an energy to them sometimes. And some people, some of us are a little more sensitive to the energy of a word than other words. And you know, that can, you know, we don't want that to stop you from finding what you need to heal, because this doesn't just heal your physical body. Your physical body is actually responding to that inner spiritual side of you, that, that higher self side that is who you really are. That doesn't have any of these things from this physical world because our bodies just respond. And so you're shifting the whole you. And that's incredible. That's powerful healing. Absolutely powerful healing. Now, you have the prophetic dreams. Do you connect in other ways? And I want you to think about that because we're going to take a break. I would love for you to share just how you apply this into daily life now that you've been, you're really free. It doesn't exist in your body anymore for 17 years. So what life is like for you now? And that's what I'd like to share with the listeners when we come back. Everyone, this has been, really an incredible show. I'm excited to share this with you. And there will be an archive if you're just tuning in and if you missed part of it. There'll be an archive. There's always an archive of the show because this is a power-packed show on healing and very inspirational with my guest today, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, and her book, Surviving Cancer Land, accessing your inner guide physician. It's really a powerful experience that she has done. And she is here sharing that with us today. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we are in the last segment of the show already. My goodness, that moves fast. My guest today is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, and we've been sharing her incredible story of surviving breast cancer 17 years ago, three times. And she has this wonderful book that's out there really taking health and media by a storm called Surviving Cancer Land. And I would love for you to share with the listeners, Kat, how you live and thrive today, how you stay healthy today, now that you've gotten past all of that. You know, what did you take out of that and learn, and how did it change you moving forward with your health?
Well, it did change my life because before cancer, BC, I did nothing but play tennis and travel with my husband. He's a real estate developer, and he spoils me rotten, so I didn't have to work. And now I'm basically working, getting this message out to people around the world. And one of the messages I tell them when they're faced with a crisis of any kind, especially a physical one with illness, is it's normal to be in pain. It's human to be in pain, but to suffer is a choice. Mm-hmm. And so look for the silver lining in that crisis and laugh it out. It brings the whole thing up to a higher vibration. And throughout my book, I laugh through some of the worst times. And I know that people who have read it said, how did you find the humor? It's there. You know, hold on to your guide's hand. They'll guide you through and into that humor. And I'm also taking the message now into TV. I have my own TV show on Cape Cod, The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod with Lori Boyle. And we bring doctors on, and we bring survivors on, and we bring women who have incredible stories, and we share them. They're ordinary people like me with extraordinary mm-hmm. stories.
Oh, wow. That now, how do they see the show? Is the show, can they see that on the internet? Or is it just local?
You can go to my website. It's on the internet. It's local. You can go to my website, which is Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod. Also, go on to Facebook. There's a Facebook page. It'll be on there. It'll be on my Facebook page, which is Surviving Cancer Land. It's going to be out all over the web.
Oh, wow. Well, she has a way with words, doesn't she? Wicked Housewives.
Yeah, wow. It's wicked cool. As my husband would say, it's wicked pizza.
and the laughter, guys, the laughter is facing it head on, saying, I'm choosing not to suffer, and I'm going to raise my frequency, and I'm going to take a positive stance toward this. That's shining light in a dark place. And that's a beautiful thing. So we have a lot here that we have talked about, and my goodness, I feel like we ran out of time. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. But this is really good stuff for people that are going through something like this. You feel like, okay, there's something more, you know, don't distrust your intuition. Trust it. You know, we have intuition. Everybody has intuition. That's different from psychic medium, guys. I want you to understand that. We all have mm-hmm. that ability, and we all have the spirit guides and angels available to us. Intuition is simply an intention to connect to that and start to work with it and give it the time of day, so to speak. I mean, you know, take it seriously. You're getting those instincts and those hunches for a reason. You're having those dreams. And Kat's story here is exactly that. Even listening to what she was talking about with her client with that dream, that was another example of that. And I know that I'll have a dream that keeps telling me the same. I have it too. I know what she's talking about. I'll have those dreams that repeat until, okay, what's going on? And then I'll ask them mm-hmm. to send it to me a different way. And then they do. But for everyone that really wants to check this out, go check out Kat's book. It's called Surviving Cancer Land. You can go to her website, survivingcancerland.com. And the other website is accessyourinnerguide.com. She is also on Facebook, so you can go find her on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, okay. And I'm speaking all over the country. Right now I'm at the PNBA, which is the Pacific Northwest mm-hmm. Booksellers Association up in Tacoma. So if you go to my events page, I could be in your area and you could come and we could chat and meet and talk about what you're going through and how I can be of service to you.
Absolutely. I want to say thank you for being on the show today. It's been really incredible sharing your story. I know it's inspirational to many that are going through a challenge like this. And even if it was not cancer, maybe it was something else. I mean, I went mm-hmm. through different things, and it was definitely very, very, very similar to this. And you can't tell me, I've worked with people with cancer and they're completely healthy, and they were terminal. They were diagnosed terminal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is real, guys. This is real. And it's inspiring. And it shows that there's always a solution. You just have to put in and be willing to look for it and an intention to connect to it. Now, for those that are now, Cats over on the West Coast in the Tacoma area. Yeah, you might want to check it out. You may, if you're in that area listening, you may want to go see if you can catch up with her while she's out there. And an announcement that I have that I've just discovered, I'm going to be in the New York City area. October 28th for the Humanitarian Awards, the People of Distinction. I have been invited to be a guest speaker there. It's a beautiful awards ceremony that is honoring the unsung heroes out there, incredible people that are really making humanity lift them, uplift them, and really supporting who we are as a human family. It's a beautiful thing. I wanted to share that. If anybody wants to come out, I'd love to meet you in person. That's October 28th. I have all the details on that on my website at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. And you can check it out. And, you know, Kat, before we leave, what would be the one thing that you want to leave with the listeners? Food for thought so they could think about this and process this.
Well, I'd like for you to think about giving yourself time to play. Those inner children in you who are the basics of this earth plane. And by playing with them, going out and doing what makes your heart sing and your body vibrate at a higher vibration will be one of the saving graces that you'll have on this earth plane.
And playing, I love that. Let yourself
play.
And yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And you've done that through your book. You are lighting up. You're taking a heavy subject, a very frightening subject for a lot of people. And you're taking that sting out. You're taking that sting out with laughter. And that's a beautiful thing. I want to say thank you personally to you, Kat, for doing what you're doing, for being out there, being a spokesperson, really lifting the world and shining a light into some places that are very, very dark for people. And that's a beautiful thing you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And that's really wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And, you know, when you have your other books come out, be sure to contact us because we'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely do that. And I want to thank your listeners for sharing this time with me so that we could dream together.
Absolutely. So it's dream on would be the theme of the day. I know I've got the Aerosmith song in my head now, but you know, it's dream on, and you know, dreaming is okay. And you know, when we were younger, sometimes we get told, you know, oh, stop your daydreaming. I say, take time to daydream because that's a great catalyst for change. So dream on, check out Kat's incredible information. And if you're missing some of the links, I have them all on the show page on my website as well. That's jenroyster.com. You can see Kat's survivingcancerland.com and accessyourinnerguide.com. Very much love the show today. Thank you, Kat. For all the listeners that were listening, we wish you much love, happiness, and sending a big burst of great energy for you to find your way through life. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday
Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.